We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Adam, I would like one slight accommodation to the rules today. I would either like to go first or third. Is that possible?
Why don't you go third?
Okay. Who's first?
Let's have Dan go first, and then I'll
let's
go second.
Let's have Dan lead off.
Oh, let's do.
Lead off.
All right.
Pin your ears back and lead off.
Here we go. First of all, first and foremost, properly rated, the people are coming around and rejecting the tyranny that is fantasy football.
Tyranny.
The kind of peer pressure that comes with having to participate in a meaningless, fruitless escapade. That is fantasy football, and the people were
I'm
with
down
me
about
yesterday.
50 in my league, Dan.
And nobody
like
cares. And nobody cares.
I do. Besides Adam does.
You.
He's in like two out
Adam,
of three.
Even
of us
Adam
care.
Doesn't care.
I don't really care anymore.
No.
I don't even know why I play.
I don't know why I play either. It's just to be amused for 45 minutes, and then to basically just to communicate with Kieran because he's normally jet setting throughout the world.
Yeah, I'm losing well, to him right now.
There is that. But the number of people that were reaching out yesterday after I. Pilloried the idea of fantasy football and saying,
basically
you know
said, your life's better than ours.
Well, and you know, the number of people that reached out and said, you know, I'm not playing this year for the first time in so long, and it feels really good. You'd be shocked, the number of folks. Or maybe you wouldn't be shocked at the number of folks that had that opinion. So, definitely overrated fantasy football, properly rated people rejecting fantasy football. Also
fantasy
overrated.
Football is properly rated. It's just however much you want to put into it. I put in, for the draft, here's how much prep I put in.
Zero.
Okay. Yeah. And then yesterday I checked it 2-3 times. So,
also overrated, Chad's take on fall. If you walk outside today, it is a gorgeous day. And since
like
you were
That's
so willing
like
to judge the entirety of fall based on 1 or 2 days last week, we get to then judge the entirety of fall on 1 or 2 days this week when it's fantastic.
But this is like summer. It's too hot for you two little
no.
precious
Not
flowers.
At all.
Not at all.
What
this
are you talking
perfect.
About?
This
is
exactly
77
what
is going to be our high.
Beautiful.
Too hot. You guys are like, oh, 55 and 60. I like my hoodies and my Lululemon joggers.
It is too warm for hoodie weather, but that's okay. This is still a wonderful month, and your take on fall, completely overrated.
Right
properly rated, your two gentlemen's suggestion about where I go to try and find some service to get a suit, since I haven't the foggiest idea what I was doing there. Can I give a shout-out to the company in particular? I'm not violating
sure.
any rules, right? My guy Zach at Men's Warehouse in Minnetonka hooked me up over the weekend. Finally, it was decent enough weather where I wasn't a pile of a sweaty mess trying to go in and try on clothes, and got a very good deal. I was very satisfied walking in there with a certain budget and actually coming in underneath it. So,
and the thing you're not sharing is you have the same suit that Cam Newton wore entering Foxborough.
Where do you think Cam got the idea?
Did you see that one yesterday, Carl?
Yellow, correct?
All yellow, tremendous shoes, an amazing hat. No one in sports, and you have so many great dressers in sports, no one touches Cam Newton. You with me?
No.
Russ Westbrook's way up there, too. Harden's pretty good.
It's too much.
No, I love it. I love how I mean I couldn't pull it off in a second.
Nobody can pull it off. I don't think he's
Cam
pulling
Newton
it off.
Is like perfect. He's a great looking guy. He's 6'4".
Sure.
What do you think? 240 or so?
Yep.
Ran the ball about 75 times yesterday. I loved it. Go for it, Cam.
And the great bow tie, the little flower on the lapel,
Man,
no
the
socks.
Over bow tie over.
Bow ties are properly rated. Shut your mouth. What's the matter with you? No, he's at the in the big wide brim. That's almost like a pilgrim hat he was wearing yesterday. That's something else.
So Belichick had a similar outfit on. Yeah,
pretty close.
How about Bill Belichick in a funny ad?
Yeah. He's okay in it, too, yeah. Right? You know? Did he? I really didn't see anything. Did he have an actual N95 mask on yesterday? Did you click over?
I didn't see.
I think the mask usage for coaches was very strong early. And then about 5 minutes into it, it's also amusing. Dan, when they've got the mask on, and they still put the play call card in front of their face.
I was wondering if they do that.
What are they doing?
I mean, you know, you can see if you see the ripples in the mask, you can sort of read the lips a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that was our problem.
Wasn't there a letter from the league to everybody today saying, by the way, the mask is not a chin strap, you know?
So, yes. Yeah.
Mask usage in the NFL, slightly overrated. That's all I got. Adam, you're up.
I'm going to start with I do have a theme, and I will get to the theme.
Good.
But I'm starting with after watching the Social Dilemma documentary on Netflix last night. Social media, way overrated.
So tell me about that. I know a little bit about
these
it.
Guys, these former executives for various social media companies, talking about the lengths which social media companies go just to
ruin us.
Yeah, and you know we've what's been the biggest question over the last several months? Why are we so divided? That's the answer. Social media, and it's on purpose because we talk about echo chambers. They are literal echo chambers where you search stuff, and suddenly everything on your feed is going to be tempting you to look at. And by the way, truth be damned, the takeaway was that the faker the news, the more intriguing it is to these companies to push it. So good luck to us all. I mean, and the frightening nature of your children the being exposed to this, and some serious soul searching by myself is like, what are we doing here? So I would highly recommend that to anybody on Netflix. It is.
Is it a one time or is it a series?
And I didn't finish it yet. I'm about 3/4 of the way through. It's weird because it's like they have clips of it's a documentary, but they also have like the acting parts of it. It's hard to explain where our guy Vincent Kartheiser plays a role who really hasn't seen it. I haven't seen him since Mad Men. But he's in it. But yeah, highly recommended.
Well, let's have an on-air show meeting. Dan, let's try to get somebody on from that.
Okay.
So we've had this debate before. We'll pause, then we'll get to your theme. But let's talk about this a little bit. Society as a whole, the United States of America, are we better or worse because of social media? Adam, it sounds like you think
I don't even question. I'm 100% worse. I don't question it at all. I don't even think it's a debate.
Really?
Yep. I do not.
It affirms the worst of us. It affirms, not for everybody, it affirms many people's unwillingness to listen to the other side. It affirms discord. It affirms lies. I just can't tell you my conversations that not as much in my personal life, but more professionally. Well, I know that's true because guess what? I saw it on Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. So it has to be true. You're Dan, it's so great in so many ways. It can be funny. It can be informative. It can be good exchanges. It can be respectful. But sadly, it is so overwhelmed by what drives the nation apart. I'm changing my mind. I used to say it was better slightly. I'm not willing to say it's worse.
I would say ever so slightly worse, because I do think there's a tremendous amount of good that comes from it. But Adam's right in terms of the siloing and the echo chamber effect of it. And that, to me, tips the scales slightly in the worst direction.
And okay, let's pause.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the good that comes from it would still come of society, if it weren't around, I think we would find ways to do it. And I think it prevents us from those connections. I mean, we believe that we're connecting with humans because of it. But in fact, it's not. We're not connecting with humans. We lack those connections more than ever.
Let's pause right here. We're going to get back to that topic, whether we get the guests or I want to definitely get back to where we have some time to include the audience on that one. Let's get to Adam's theme and my one theme when we come back. Do not forget, good guest is coming up, Adam DuVernay, who has been covering the fires on the West Coast. It is, well, the cliche word right now, Carter, is apocalyptic. And when you see it, it is. It is stunning. I mean, in Oregon alone, 500,000 people under an evacuation order. That's 10% of an entire state. We're outside yesterday, probably like a bunch of people. It was beautiful. You look up, the sun, you can barely see it. That's because of those fires, and we're not exactly next door. So Adam Good Reporter is going to join us in about 15 minutes. On the home of the Twins, they play tonight, first of four against the White Sox, a team that keeps playing great ball. They're 25 in their last 25. WCCO. Reacting to a few texts here, Adam, people are wondering a little bit if your yellow pants you wore as a kid looked similar to Cam Newton's pants from yesterday.
Same color, for yep. sure, but no, I didn't.
Same cost, would you say?
Sure, yeah. Hanes sweats.
Then on the social media side, I'm bumping my overrated my customer experience conversation in the next hour because we're going to run out of time. And I want to give you plenty of time.
Yeah.
On the conversation about the social dilemma, again, that's the show Adam watched on Netflix, The Social Dilemma. I completely agree with Adam. Social media has made everything much worse. I don't want to read info from the Chad Hartman Show on social media. I would much rather hear it live, as you say it, so there is no misunderstanding. How about that part of it, gents, where I had one last week, too, where I was reacting. Rosie had put something up about Zach Halverson. Zach Halverson is a part of the Power Trip on the Fan, and he was really sick. His mom was really sick. Rosie's a part of that. And just, I think, retweeted Jennifer Merrily in the story, and somebody put out something insulting, right? About this. I mean, a guy and his mom are facing serious COVID health issues, and it was hoaxish, something like that. And Rosie put that up there, and then I tweeted, people, overrated. So sarcasm, but also taking a shot, because again, we see the worst of the worst. And this guy's just destroying me, of course, you know. Daddy's name. Well, as soon as I point out it's sarcasm, the guy's like, ah, I didn't realize that. I'm a big fan. Yeah, you know,
I love you, man.
It's just, we got just, I forget, last week some guy was just destroying us on something. And again, you're completely allowed to destroy us. We will respond. But then I pointed out something. He's like, oh, I didn't understand it. Man, you guys are my favorite. I listen to you guys every day. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
So how about the misinterpretations?
That's 100% that plays a role. Cause I do that. Like when I tweet something, okay, you know, something snarky, it's like, okay, yep. I know my personality. I know all the people yep. close to me know my personality, but not everybody does. And so things get, you know, it's the same. Even when you text somebody, you know, you've done it before. You'll get a text. Heck even with a yes. punctuation, you'll be go, hey, absolutely. Something wrong. What's going on?
Well,
it's like,
okay.
No, I just responded to you, and I didn't use a exclamation correct. Point. So,
well, we've done that a couple times. You know, I mainly tweet out from the show a page on Twitter, but you guys do too. And I forget what it was, Dan, but it was a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and you were just reacting to something we were joking about on air, and you tweeted out, and I just said to you, I go, on this one, before we get crushed. It's like we almost have to put a smiley face or something yeah. on that where Sometimes I don't because I don't care, but I forget what it was, Dan. We're just
I remember the incident. I don't remember what it was either, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, and it's kind of sad. I'm gonna give one overrated before I get back to you, because I'm seeing these texts. In fact, I responded to one here. They ruin football. Hardly anyone cares about football. Didn't know Black Lives Matter has anything to do with football. Okay, you are seeing some numbers with the NFL where they are down. By the way, they're still better than any live show in America, and nothing is close. Nothing is close. And two, I'm going to go, this speculation here, about 95% of these folks, Adam, if they were, these games were touting the president or issues tied to the president, I think about 95%, again, that's fantastic. That's what America is all about. So again, the hypocrisy is evident because it isn't just, hey, don't talk about anything. Don't talk about anything. It's, wait a second. I'm so bothered by it, but if it was a message I agree with, I'm really okay with it. Okay, what's your theme here, sir?
French fries.
Oh, good. Very good.
Overrated French fry is your just basic shoestring French fry.
I agree.
All right.
We're in sync.
You with me?
Yes. Cook, shoestring, basic French fry, blah.
Depends on where you get it, right? I mean, if you're degrading the McDonald's French fry, those are fighting words, sir.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is the McDonald's is the creme de la creme of the shoestring. But there are so many bad examples of the shoestring that it moves it into the overrated category.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in agreement.
Yep. Underrated steak fries.
They're fine.
Oh, come guys.
They tend to be mushy, though.
No, exactly. They crisp on the outside, but there's a little mush in the inside that makes it good.
If they're very crisp on the outside.
Yeah.
Hey, tell lasagna maker to pipe down there in the background, okay? She was touting her lasagna.
Right.
God, I love lasagna, too. Carter, wasn't last week you downplayed lasagna?
Yeah.
I kind of did.
Yeah. Honestly. Do you regret that?
Not really. No, I'll stand by it. I'm not going to turn it down, but I'm not going to run across the street for it.
Oh, so you're basically saying Laura's food is garbage.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You got
what
a Randy Moss situation here.
And the properly rated the crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut is excellent.
All good all the time.
Crinkle cut. How about waffle fries?
Yeah, they're fine, but curlier fries.
How about sweet potato fries?
Yeah, overrated.
What?
Yeah, you have like four or five of them, then they're just too much. Too rich.
My gosh. Come on. Cook, what's your number one go-to? I am crinkle fries. That's probably my number one, along with sweet potato fries.
Yeah, I'm out on sweet potato fries, but I do have crinkle cut fries in my freezer right at the moment. Waffle fries, I'm good with. Again, the shoestrings, I think, are underrated based on Adam's description of them.
Circling back here, again, Black Lives Matter, terrorist organization. Listen, the upper levels of the structure of Black Lives Matter and some of the policies that they are advocating for, some of them, I don't agree. Another text here. So wrong, Chad, about the last comment. The president's president. Black Lives Matter is not a good organization. Again, you just proved my exact point. You just missed it. You just 1,000% missed it. When I am talking about my belief in Black Lives Matter, this is what I will say, and I'll say it for the 1,000th time, that when Adam Carter walks down the street and a friend of his who is a black man walks down the street, they are treated the same. I can talk myself, friends of mine, hundreds and hundreds of stories of friends of mine who, a black man, a black woman, pulled over, treated differently at businesses, treated differently in their personal life. The data with police is overwhelming. And a lot of old white people acting like, I don't know what you're talking about. Every part of your perspective isn't from your own eyes. Again, so when people are co-opting it and are looting or confronting people, or we're going to get to the L.A. situation, but I'll just touch on it right now. That was grotesque. That was attempted murder. That was disgusting what happened with those L.A. sheriffs. And the protesters outside, let them die. That is beneath human dignity. But am I going to take every extremist position and say white supremacists are Republicans, QAnon individuals who are bat bleep crazy are Republicans? They are a portion of it. I'm not defending the looting or violence ever. But who in the hell doesn't believe in greater unity and greater fair treatment? If you don't, let me make it clear for you. You're a racist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.